Welcome to How Now, the podcast where we talk about how to live in the now. And here's your host, Kim Martin Raymond.
Peace, love, and light, and welcome to this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. I am your host, Kim Martin Raymond. I'm a minister, spiritual life coach, author, holistic nutritionist, and founder of Redefining You, LLC, where I help my clients to realign themselves, mind, body, and spirit. And welcome to today's show. If this is your first time joining us, welcome to the How Now family. Be sure to go to my website, www.hownowpodcast.com. Click on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe. You can go to the bottom of the page and click on the banner for this week's show, and it'll take you to the How Now YouTube channel, where you can find different playlists on things that are going on in my now. Again, make sure that you like, follow, share, and subscribe. And don't forget to click that notification bell so you always know what's happening in the now. Again, that's www.hownowpodcast.com. So let's get into today's show, where we are talking about the last of the three toolboxes that we've been sharing over the last few weeks, and that is our mental toolbox. Okay, this year, 2024, I said my mantra for this year is rehabilitation and restoration. And we've talked about how you have to have particular tools in your toolbox when you're talking about restoring and being in a place of restoration and rehabilitation. So in doing that, every tool that you have is not going to meet every need. So I've identified three toolboxes that we can use to assist us as we go on our wellness journey. And in the first week, which was a couple of weeks ago, we talked about our spiritual toolbox and the things that we needed that would help us in times of spiritual distress. What can we reach back to? What can we, rely on to help us to get through that time? Then we also talked about our physical toolbox and the importance of having things in there when we're talking about our physical body and talking about our wellness, things that we take into our body. Those things are important as well. And finally, today we're going to talk about our mental toolbox and the things that we need to go in there. But one thing that I wanted to preface before we dive into our mental toolbox is that even though we have the tools, it doesn't mean that we always know how to use them. So as we're preparing and as we're making our toolboxes, we have to keep in mind that sometimes it requires us to ask for help. Again, think about your car. If you have your car and you have a tire iron or you have your spare tire or you have your jumper cables and things in your car, it doesn't mean that you always know how to use them. It may require you to ask for assistance. So know that even though you have these toolboxes and it's a way of us preparing ourselves in the instance that something may occur, we may also have to ask for help. And that may come in the form of a friend, mentor, a medical professional. There are all different ways in which we can, obtain assistance when we need it. So as we're going through these toolboxes, keep that in mind, that even though you're putting things in your toolbox, you may have a little bit of difficulty in understanding how to work them, but we put them in place so that way we can reach for what we need and we can reach for the assistance that we need to use them when necessary. So with that being said, let's dive into our mental toolbox. One thing that I was always told as a kid, and I don't remember exactly who it was who told me, but the words have always resonated with me, is that you always learn from your womb to your tomb. There's never a time where you're not learning something or you don't have the ability to learn something. And I mean, in this year, 2024, my goodness, think about all of the things, all of the technology that we have at our fingertips. We used to be confined to just our environment, just our city, our town, our state. We didn't have the ability to touch lives and explore different places until we got into this age of technology. We're now in a space where we can do things on a global and international level, things that we were never able to do before. We can go beyond the card catalog and our imagination, things that we used to be able to do when we went to the library. Now we can expand our minds and the possibilities are endless based on the technology that we have. But there are still some who have limited technology and may not have access to it, you know, and that's where it's important to have those connections with people, such as storytellers, those who can tell us what's going on or what's been happening in our past and our possible future. Okay? I think about, we'll go basic first. Think about storytellers of old. Think about tribes in Africa. I think about those who shared the stories of their ancestors with the younger children who were coming up. It was important to have that access to information to be able to know what was going on before books were written, before manuscripts were written, all of those things. We had those storytellers. And, you know, and now we are in a season, fast forward to right now, where people have passed away prematurely. We have heard so many increases in dementia and issues with people having having difficulty remembering. And that has not given us as much of an opportunity to hear some of the stories that they may have. You know, one thing that's beautiful is that even though we don't have those stories, we did have some of them that were written, that were documented. But nowadays, anyone can write a book. If it's in your mind and you can self-publish it, there are so many opportunities for us to share information. So, like I said, we had those who were our storytellers, those who are authors and who write books. We have so much access to information, the internet. We have ways in which to share information. We have modes of transportation that allow us to travel worldwide, internationally, to be able to share information with others, even when we don't have the technology. We can go with our words and with a passport or with an airline ticket to anywhere in the world and share information. But the beautiful thing again is that we learn from our womb to our tomb. You know, we are told in the Bible to be childlike, okay? And think about children and what they ask all the time. It's always why? Why do we have to do this? Why? Think about our millennials. Why? Everything is why. And in order to be able to answer that question, why, we have to be able to dig. We have to be able to search information, and we have it at our fingertips. And we can't take that for granted. We can't, for those who have limited access, and those of us who do have access, we can't take advantage of what we are privileged to have. We have laptops and tablets and all other kinds of devices, our cell phones, and things that can provide information. So we're always today years old learning something that we never learned before. And there should be an excitement in that. We should be childlike in that excitement of learning something new, something that we may have not known before. And as the old cliche says, you know, when you know better, you do better. You know, and you don't know what you don't know. And so we have to be in a space of having an open mind and a positive mindset to receive the things that are going on around us. So it is important that we take the time to show gratitude for what we have the opportunity to learn, and then on top of that, what we can share. You know, because it's not just a matter of taking in information, you know. We talk about mental, we talk about things that are coming in and what can I learn and what can I absorb. But guess what? If you're a teacher or an educator like myself, you know, you can as you're sharing information, you're pouring into yourself as well, because you got to retain that information and master that information within your mind, and then you can go out and share that. That's where the growth comes in at, because as you're continuing to share that information that you took in, you're growing yourself. You're honing in on that information, and it's becoming a part of who you are, so much so that you can articulate it. That's the beauty of learning, because it goes both ways. As you're learning, or as you're learning, and as you're teaching, you're exchanging information, and it's a beautiful exchange. And it's something that continues to help you to grow, or as my daddy used to say, help you to broaden your base. Okay? He always said that we're like trees planted firmly by the water. You're watching, you can check out that tree behind me. It's a tree of life. And those roots go deep, and they're strong and they're sturdy based on the information that we put in it. It's how we feed it. And how do we go about feeding our mental minds? Okay, and in order to talk about that, let's talk about what can be in our toolbox. I've got my toolbox here with me again. Like I said, we have three toolboxes. One that was our spiritual toolbox, one that was our physical toolbox, and now we have a third that is our mental toolbox. Okay, and what can go in that toolbox, which is something that has gone in all the other two toolboxes that I've talked about in the last couple of weeks, is a journal. Somewhere to record the things that we learn. You know, because if you're a person like me who's a little older, who's in her 50s, who is perimenopausal, can't remember anything, I have to write things down. I have to be able to write things down so that I can retain them. That's how I learn. But everybody has a different way of learning. But if you want to put things in your toolbox, one thing that you can put in there is a journal. If it's difficult for you and you're not a person who writes, then use your technology, use your phone, use the voice recorder on there and record things that way so that you can go back and hear them again. Sometimes when we hear it in our own voice, it's different, you know, because we all learn and gather information in different ways. Sometimes we can hear the same message, but if it's said by a different person, it, like I said, it hits different. It's your connection with that person. It's the way in which they share that information. Some people are tactile learners. Some people are, you know, auditory learners. They learn in different ways. And so we have to use what's best. That's why, again, we said these toolboxes are so personal. It's your personal toolbox to fill it the way that is comfortable for you. You want tools in your toolbox that you know, once you learn how to use them, they're comfortable in your hand. They're comfortable in your mind. They're comfortable in your spirit. They're there. And they're something that you can go back and rely on because you've used them before, or because you're the one that put them in there. You're the one that chose them. That's the beauty of the toolbox. Being able to make it your own. And so, as you're filling your toolbox, as you're finding those things that work for you, then you'll be more inclined to go back and use it because you'll have a familiarity with it. Okay. So, like I said, you can use your journal, or you can use your technology and your voice recorder and be able to record the things that you want to do. As you're learning things, as you're retaining things, as you're learning new things, if it's something that's difficult to remember, start to write those things down so that way you can go back and you have a point of reference. Another thing that can go into your spirit, I mean, to your mental toolbox is memories. And that's a huge one, because we learn sometimes from our experiences, good, bad, or indifferent. Sometimes it may be a negative experience. And if we remember what we did to resolve or to come out of that place, that's something that can go into our toolbox because we may have to reference that later. Think about when you were a child and you went to go and put your hand on that hot stove. It burned, right? And you drew your hand back and you knew, okay, I know next time that area there, can get hot. And if I put my hand up there, I can injure myself. That goes into your mental toolbox. So the next time you're walking by that stove, you're going to look and see, oh, wait, let me make sure it's not hot. Let me make sure that I'm not going to burn myself. Let me step back. So you have things that are happening, the experiences that you have that can go into your toolbox that will remind you of things that happened in the past. And then, you know, it's not to dwell on the negative, but to glean from it, to pull from it what it was that you needed to pull that's going to help you or to educate you for the next time that it happens. Because there are things that happen in our lives repeatedly. And as they're happening, you want to be able to say, okay, I want to do better the next time. Or what did I learn from this? Anytime we have experiences, it's important that we glean from that experience the positive. What is something that I can take with me from this experience so that if and when it happens the next time, I know what to do, or I know who to call, or I, you know what to do. You know, I've got to figure things out. I need to know how to ask for help. And how you do that, again, is by educating yourself. And that spans over all different aspects of your life. Okay, when I think about, you know, we were talking about the physical last week. When I think about that, I like to educate myself on different symptoms, things that are going on with my body, finding out what the terminology is. So that way, when I go and speak to my doctor, I can speak intelligibly about what it is that I'm feeling, or I can use some of the terms that they have and just say, okay, well, what does this mean? I don't know what that means. Can you break that down for me? You know, it's about asking the questions. That's something that goes in your toolbox too. And ask. Okay? You want to know what's going on? Ask somebody if you're not clear. If you're reading it and it doesn't seem to make sense, find out who does know. And it's not always your family member. You know, you're not going to ask Uncle Charlie about finances if he's not a banker or if he doesn't work in finance. You know, make sure you're going to someone who has experience in what it is that you're seeking knowledge in. And then tap into that person to ask your question. So that way you're getting an answer that's going to make sense, or you're going to get an answer from somebody who knows what they're talking about. Or who has lived that or walked that. That's important. Where you get your information from. Okay? Because some people are like Wikipedia. Okay? Something that can just be changed with the wind. It's just somebody's opinion or it's a popular opinion, but it may not be you know, backed up in science or in any type of research. It's just hearsay. You want to get your information from a periodical or a peer journal, so to speak. You want to get it from someone who knows or has experience or has been educated in that particular field or in that industry or whatever it is that you're seeking knowledge in. Make sure that you're going to the right people for the information. You know, it's all about being able to make an informed decision. We talked a couple of weeks ago also about responding and reacting. Okay? We react out of ignorance, or we react out of not knowing enough information about something. So that's where the outbursts come from. But when you know information, or you've researched it, or you've taken the time to you know, do an investigation, then you can make an informed decision. And it's all about making informed decisions so that way you avoid some of the missteps when you just go into things blindly. So you want to take time to write things down. You want to take time to access the right people to find out, you know, from professionals or people who are experiencing something about what it is that you need to do. And you want to ask additional questions if it's necessary. Always take the time to ask and be confident in your decision. Okay, and I learned this from going through you know, my went through a portion of my doctoral program, and as I was being well studying to become a minister, I had to know what I knew. And I was asked, why? Why do you believe what you believe? I was asked, why are you making this statement in your dissertation? What is the backing behind that? And you had to be able to tell why. And there's a level of confidence that comes with that when you can speak intelligibly about something, and you can speak boldly about it, and you can speak confidently about it because you've done the work to research and to study and to read and to ask. You don't want to just say, oh, I don't know, I'm just going where the wind blows. You've heard the term sheeple. Those are people who just follow behind anybody else, behind any trend, behind anything that's shiny and sparkly and new. Everybody's running behind it, so I'm going to run too. Think about some of those videos that you may have seen on social media where people just start running and they run past somebody and someone, they start looking both ways. No, they start running too. What are you running for? What are you running from? That's not to say that sometimes it's not necessary to run. Sometimes you may need to, but you kind of want to know what you're running to or what you're running from. So even if you have to take a little quick look back and keep on running, fine, do that. But the bottom line is, be informed about the things that you're doing. Know why you're doing the things you're doing. If you're standing for something, know why you're standing for it. What's your rationale behind doing it? Are you just doing it because everybody else is doing it? Or are you doing it because you firmly believe in what it is that you're doing? I'm not going to stand behind anything that I haven't researched and tried to get as much information about before I endorse it. Because with that comes a price. Because people, if they know you and they trust you and they trust your opinion on things, or they're influenced by you. We hear about this in social media. There are people out there who are influencers. How did they obtain that title? They established trust with people. People began to realize that there was some fact to the things that they were saying, or there was some proof to the things that they were saying, or those things, seemed to bring them some level of success. And so they felt it was okay to follow that person. We have people who follow people. We have people who follow me on social media. We have people who follow others on social media. And the reason why they do that is because there's something about what it is that you're sharing that resonates with that person. Or they feel that the things that you're saying are informative. They bring information. And those are the things that are important. Being able to have a resource that is trusted, and that comes with research. That comes with reading. Okay? I am a person, I am a voracious reader. I love to read. If I turn this camera around, I have books all in my office, all in my library here. I have tons of books because there's something that I may want to learn or something that I want to know about. And so I go and grab a book on it and I begin to read it. And I love a tangible book. I love to hold a book because I'm that person that goes in and highlights, and I'm that person that goes in and circles and underlines things when things pop out at me. If something resonates with me, I try to circle it, or I try to, have that information available, or I dog ear the page. I kind of turn the page down a little bit, that way I can go back to it if I need to reference it. And I'll sit there and go, well, now which book was that that I looked that I saw that in, and where was it again? And then I'll try to go to my bookshelf and find it and look for that information. Yeah, people who get Google. Yeah, people who Siri, all of those things where we can gather information. The opportunity for us to gather information is endless. Endless. It's just a matter of us taking the time to find the resource that works best for us. Like I said, there are people who are not, they're like, look, I don't like books. You can put $1 million in a book. I'm never going to pick up that book because I'm not interested in books. You have people who are like that. They're just not book people. Okay? They may like audio books. They may not like to read them, but they like to listen to them. Maybe they like the animation or the inflection of the voices of the people who read the books. Or maybe they just like it because as a child, they liked listening to people read stories to them. So they like audiobooks. So that's an opportunity as well. People can you can listen to your audiobooks. You can go and listen to people speak. They have TED Talks and all kinds of opportunities for people who want to go and hear people speak. There are a lot of people out there who speak well. You have podcasts like this that people can turn to if they're looking for certain information. And the beauty of it is you can pick and choose those things that you want to put in your toolbox for yourself. They have a lot of self-help books that are out there for people who are dealing with different situations in their lives. And so they may want to be able to read about it or go hear someone speak about it or go and have a session with a mental health professional to talk about some of the things that are going on. But your mental toolbox is there to be filled with things that are going to help you to gathering information again so you can make informed decisions and again so that you can respond instead of react. That's the key. That's something that's beautiful in all three of the toolboxes that I've been talking about. You want to be able to pull things that you need and then be able to say, okay, this is the information that I needed for this particular event in my life. And then I'm going to store it again just in case it comes up one more time. It's your own personal, individualized toolbox, only to be used by you. And even if someone has a toolbox that's similar to yours, there's always going to be one or two things in there that are going to be different from somebody else's. Okay? It may start with some basic things, like we said in all of them, a journal, a pen, and our spiritual one, a Bible, and our physical one, we talked about having a tape measure, and our mental one, we can talk again about having, some type of technology, something, a video, I mean, a voice recorder to record those things that we need. There are so many ways for us to be able to gather information, things that start out baseline like that. And then we just build from there. We're always building and growing. And again, like I said, broadening our base. That means expanding our knowledge. That means growing those roots that are back there in that tree so that way we can stand a little stronger. When we lack information or knowledge, there's a bit of a we our trunk to that tree back there is weak. It's thin, it's easily broken because there's nothing in it that we're standing firm on. But as we learn and as we grow and as we gather information, the hope is that the roots to the tree of life, our bodies, can stand a little stronger and a little firmer because we are confident in what it is that we believe. But there's also that open mind that we talk about as well, because sometimes we learn information and we think that it's something that is correct, and then we find out a little later down the road that it's not quite what we thought it was. This happens all the time, especially in nutrition. You hear about all these fad diets and you hear about eat this, don't eat that, do this, don't do that. Then 10 years later, after they've done all kinds of research and studies, then all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, no, we don't do that anymore. Don't eat chocolate, don't eat chocolate. Oh, drink red wine. Red wine. Oh, nope, don't drink red wine. It's not good for you. They go back and forth. So sometimes we have to be a little open-minded so that way, when new information is brought to surface, we're not so stubborn and saying, well, no, I've been doing it this way all my life. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That is acceptable in some realms, okay? But sometimes, yes, where it may be okay to do something, and I'll give you an example. This is a couple of years back when they were talking about the can opener. And they were talking about opening a can. Most people hold it on the side of the can, on the side of the can, and then they turn the can open, a manual can opener, and they allow the can to open. Then you find out that you're supposed to put it on the top of the can, because usually if you hold it on the side and you're turning it, the lid tends to fall into the can. You know, but if you hold the can opener on the top and you go around the lid, what tends to happen is the top comes straight off. And so, I mean, I remember calling my 105-year-old grandmother and saying, "Grandma, you didn't know that you're supposed to put the can opener on the top and not on the side like y'all taught us how to do?" And she said, "No." And I mean, and we laughed about it. But what's interesting is even when you held it on the side, it still opened the can, right? Even though the lid went inside, you know, you made sure that you cleaned off the top of the lid, which you should have done in the first place. Right? You cleaned off the top of the lid, and if it fell in, you just took your little fork and poked it out, and then you went on about your business. It still opened the can. But there was a better way to open the can where you didn't even have to worry about it falling in there. So you see, there's like another cliche. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Absolutely. But if there's a better way to do it and you choose to implement it, then go ahead and implement it. But these are things that are wonderful. You know, you hear on social media, I was today years old when I learned this or that. There's some level of excitement to me, you know, about that. I learned something that I didn't know before, because we don't know everything. Again, we learn from our womb to our tomb. There's always something that we're going to learn if we open our minds to it. If we're closed-minded and we don't go anywhere and we're just constantly sitting in our homes confined and we're not tapping into technology to bring us out into the world, if it's available to us, we're limiting our possibilities to learn and to grow. There are people who, you know, come, you know, who are clients of mine who say, "You know, I don't know what my purpose is." It may just be that you haven't been introduced to it yet. You haven't explored enough. You haven't gone outside of your community, outside of your town, outside of your state, outside of, you know, anywhere that you live to know that there are other things that are available. I didn't know anything about coaching. I thought the only coaches were like sports. And I had a friend of mine who said, "You make a great coach." And I was like, "Girl, have you seen my body? I was, you know, 250 pounds." I was like, "Coach, what?" Played the clarinet. So, it's just things like that. I was like, "What are you talking about?" And she's like, "No, Kim, like a coach." And I'm like, "Well, what does that mean?" And I had to go and do the homework. And when I researched it and learned what a coach was, I was like, "Oh, do this all the time. This is something that I've been doing for a better part of my young adult life." So I was like, "Wait a minute. You can make a career out of it." It was something that I did not know. I had to be introduced to it. And sitting in my own shell and in my own world, I would have never been able to be privy to that. So sometimes it's just a matter of, I wonder what's going on in the world. Sometimes it's as simple as just going into Google and saying, "What's trending?" and see what's out there. You know? What do people do when whatever? Fill in the blanks and see what people do. You know, is there a career based on doing X, Y, and Z? Find out. Think of a question that you may have in your mind or something that you're curious about and Google it and see what they say and see what comes up. Sometimes it's good to just, you know, if you're not a person who watches television, I am not a huge television watcher at all. At all. I tend to I'll pick up a book before I pick up a remote. And so if you're one of those people, sometimes it's just a matter of going in or just getting on your computer. And, you know, if you, instead of going on TikTok sometimes or these other social medias and just sitting there and going through those hours and hours of just those little clips that go in there. Sometimes just tap in something and it's just like reading a book. Step into it and see what you find. You know, my husband loves big cats, all kinds of cats, lions, tigers, little cats, you know, domestic cats, all of that. Sometimes he'll just go online and say, you know, big cats. and see what comes up. And he may spend an hour or so exploring and learning about different cats. And then he'll come and, "Hey, Kim, did you know that, tigers do this? Or did you know that lions can jump this high? And did you know this or that?" And it becomes, he becomes like a child. It's exciting when you learn something new. Think about when you learn something new. You feel like, "Whoa, boy, I didn't know that." And especially if it's something that you can put into action, it's like, "Wow, this is I had no idea." Again, I was today years old learning this. This is so cool. And so there's always opportunities to learn something, always opportunities to explore. And as you're doing that, you may find your purpose. You may find something that resonates with you. You may find something that excites you and makes you want to go out and explore a little bit more about it, or to join forces with someone who is doing that thing that you were interested in. As we open ourselves up to technology, as we open ourselves up to the things that are out there, and exploring our world and partnering with others and having conversations, there are so many ways in which we can fill our mental toolbox. It's just a, but it starts, with us. It starts with us. It starts from within. We have to have a desire to want to explore, to be curious. And there's nothing wrong with being curious. Think about that book that you read when you were a child, Curious George. Always getting in stuff. Okay? He got into a little bit of trouble, but there was always something to be learned in that experience. So again, fill your toolbox with experiences. Make sure that you have something to document those experiences that you can go back and tap into them as you need them. And as you learn better, again, start doing better. But leave your mind open to the fact that things change. And just like we have all of these wonderful things that were created for us, those people who were trailblazers, think about the Wright brothers who, flew airplanes. Now you have airplanes that can fly, into other countries and things that they were just barely flying from one field to the next. But there's always a way to build on what it was that was learned. There are so many opportunities for you to build and to grow, for you to add more roots to your tree so you stand a little stronger, a little taller, a little firmer. And it's not that as soon as the wind blows, you're swaying from left to right because you have no direction. Take the time to begin to plant your feet, dig those roots in, and begin to stand firm on the things that you believe in. Know why you believe what you believe. If someone asks you a question and wants to know, "Well, why do you think this is a good product? Or why do you think that this is something that's good to do?" Can you answer that question? Can you answer that question with confidence? Or are you open-minded enough to say, "Well, you know what? I don't really know enough about that. But I'm going to check it out. And when I find out, I'm going to come back and share that information." And again, that's the beauty of learning, that you can learn something and then you can turn around and master it and teach it to someone else. Or you can expose someone else to it and then you can learn together. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing when we put our minds together. The things that we can come up with, the creativity. Again, even if you like social media and you're limited in looking at it, or you shouldn't be, you will see that there are so many creative people out there that come up with things that will tickle your funny bone. Okay, I'm guilty as charged. I'll go in and I'll flip through every now and then and see things that just split my sides. I'm like, "I'm gonna fall out of this bed laughing. This is too funny." There are a lot of creative, beautiful minds out there. And we don't want to take those things to the cemetery with us. Okay? We want to be able to share them so that others can pick up the mantle and carry those things that we're learning and that we're sharing with the generations that are coming after us. It's so important that we keep knowledge going. and that we don't limit that knowledge. And we're seeing a lot of that. I had the privilege of sitting in a round table not too long ago where we were talking about people being authors. I've written a couple of books, and we were talking about books being banned in certain areas, certain books where certain content's being banned. And that's something that is horrifying to me, because we never want to limit anybody's ability to learn something based on someone else's biases. That's something that we don't want to see happen. I don't want to see that happen. I don't want my grandbaby to be, not be exposed to all that is out there for her to be exposed to. Because we have, the opportunity to think freely, but we want to be able to make informed decisions, and we can't make informed decisions if we're limited in what it is that we know. Because what we're going to do is we're going to make a decision based on, what's right in front of us, and that may not be enough. So we want to make sure that, as time is passing, we're sharing information with others, and that we're not keeping it to ourselves. So if there's things that you are learning and things that are bringing value to your life, share those things with others. Encourage them. Let them know where you found out that information, and then let them learn it for themselves. I've been doing a Tuesday Tuesday where I've been sharing scripture, and towards the end of each one of those little episodes that I do, I say, if this has resonated with you, I say, take a deeper dive. Pull out your study Bible, pull out information, and learn what was going on. What was the background behind this? What was it that you learned? Or what was it that happened? So that way, you can put it into its proper context. Okay? And then that way you can make it your own. You understand it for yourself. And then it's something that can go into your toolbox. See how that works? Just like you have people who are plumbers and things like that, they have all of the tools that they need. They've taken time to study which tools work and which ones don't. What is a better product and what isn't? What type of screws can you use with this? And is there an alternate that you can use? So those are all things that you think about as you're building your toolboxes. Whether it be your spiritual, whether it be your physical, or whether it be your mental toolbox. What are you putting in there to make it your own? And are you polishing those things up when they start getting a little rusty? Or if the information gets outdated and you learn something new, are you going in and making the necessary replacements that you need to make? It's a living thing that is constantly changing. Just like your wellness journey is a journey, it doesn't end. There's always a little twist or turn. There's always something new. There's always something that's growing. There's always another little sprout or a little branch or a little something that's coming out of there that's going to help you to stand a little stronger and stand a little firmer. That's going to help you to be the best version of yourself. Okay, so it's been wonderful to share about these toolboxes. And as we go through the year, and as I have additional guests that come on my show, I'll be sure to say, okay, this is something that you can put in your spiritual toolbox. This is something that you can put in your mental toolbox. This is something you can put in your physical toolbox. I'll put out little reminders like that to let you know, things that you can put into your toolbox that may be helpful. Things that resonate with you, but remember, it is going to be your own. Again, this has been awesome. I hope that it has been something that's been informative for all of you who have listened over the last few weeks about the different toolboxes, and we'll continue to share information so that as I grow and I learn and I experience things, I can share them with you. Again, all so that we can make informed decisions, and so that we can respond as opposed to reacting. Okay, so like I said, get your toolbox ready. Pick up one at the store just so you can have one to see if you're a visual person like this, and begin to start even writing down some of the things that you need to put into your toolboxes. But I'm always here and I'd love to hear about your toolboxes. Please make sure that you put in the comments things that you're doing to prepare your toolboxes as you go through your wellness journey. Okay, and that will do it for this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. Be sure to fill up your toolboxes. Remember to send me comments. I'd love to hear how you're building your toolboxes and what your toolboxes are going to look like through the entire year. Make sure that you ask questions, seek help when you don't know how to use some of those tools that are in there, but don't be afraid to put them in there. Again, make it your own. And until I see you all the next time, be blessed, and I say peace.